This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Dozens of trucks carrying aid crossed from Egypt into the Gaza Strip Friday, hours after U.S. President Joe Biden announced the U.S. military will set up a temporary port off Gaza's Mediterranean coast to support deliveries. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
Aid flow into Gaza has dropped sharply since the Israel-Hamas war began 5 months ago. Over the past days, trucks carrying products including food, bottled water, cooking oil, and flour have been moving into Gaza from Egypt. Efforts to dramatically ramp up aid deliveries signaled growing frustration in the United States and Europe with Israel's conduct in the war. President Joe Biden's announcement of the seaport plan emphasized how the United States is having to go around Israel, its main Mideast ally, to get aid into Gaza, including through airdrops that started last week. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Israel's army said Friday its initial probe into an incident that, according to Hamas, left more than 100 Gazans dead as crowds rushed an aid convoy found troops, quote-unquote, fired precisely at approaching suspects. World leaders had called for an investigation into the incident on February 29th, when the health ministry in the Hamas-run Gaza Strip said Israeli forces opened fire on people scrambling for food from a truck convoy. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Irish voters are voting in twin referendums to decide whether to amend the Constitution and remove passages the government says are outdated and sexist. The twin referendums on International Women's Day are on deleting a reference in the 87-year-old document to women's domestic duties and broadening the definition of family. This is VOA News. France enshrines abortion as a constitutional right as the world marks International Women's Day. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
France has inscribed the guaranteed right to abortion in its constitution, a powerful message of support for women's rights on International Women's Day. Justice Minister Eric Dupont-Moretti uses a 19th century printing press to seal the amendment in France's constitution at a special public ceremony. Applause filled the cobblestone Place Vendôme as France became the first country to explicitly guarantee abortion rights in its national charter. While abortion is a deeply divisive issue in the US, it's legal in nearly all of Europe and overwhelmingly supported in France, where it's seen more as a question of public health rather than politics. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN's children's agency, UNICEF, says in a report the practice of female genital mutilation is declining, but not fast enough. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
UNICEF says more than 230 million women and girls have undergone female circumcision, in which the external genitalia are partially or fully removed, and most of those women and girls live in Africa. The practice, incorrectly believed to control women's sexuality, can cause serious bleeding, urinary tract infections, childbirth complications, and a host of other medical issues, including death. UNICEF Executive Director Catherine Russell says there's also a worrying trend that girls are being subjected to the practice at younger ages, many before their fifth birthday. I'm Donna Warder.
A lawyer for Donald Trump says the former president has secured a bond sufficient to support an $83.3 million jury award granted to writer E. Jean Carroll during a January defamation trial. Attorney Alina Haba filed papers on Friday with the New York trial judge to show Trump had secured a $91.6 million bond. Haba at the same time filed a notice of appeal to show the Republican 2024 presidential frontrunner is appealing the verdict to the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Fresh off his State of the Union address, U.S. President Joe Biden and his senior aides will travel across America starting Friday to aggressively sell his vision for a second term to voters. He's also warning of the Republican alternative. The president will try to ride the post-speech momentum to Pennsylvania and Georgia for campaign events. Those are two critical swing states he flipped in 2020. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.